Well, hello there, dear. I'm so glad you took up my invitation for tea. Please, come on in. I've been sending invites to the neighborhood during the past few weeks, inviting people for tea. So far, there's been a few who've answered back, but I'm quite surprised that you answered it, young man. No, I'm very happy about it. I just wasn't expecting it, given that a younger man like you is probably very busy. Well, feel free to sit wherever. There's plenty of spots. I have lots of furniture that I've gotten over the years. I'm just fortunate to have enough room to house them all. Oh yes, a lot of them are very antique items. Very pricey this day and age, but built to last. For example, that couch you're sitting on, built from real mahogany wood. It weighs a lot, but it's a sturdy old couch. It's been around for quite a long time. Oh, silly me, rambling about my furniture. I haven't even brought out any tea yet. If you'll pardon me for just a moment. And here we are, fresh tea. Allow me to pour you some. You are my guest, after all. Some for you and some for me. I'll just sit down beside you, if that's all right. It's a very sweet herbal blend, very rich in flavor and good for your body. It's my go-to flavor. See, when you have so much free time on your hands like I do, you have to figure out something to pass the time. So I gravitated towards tastes and flavors of drinks. That's kind of how I became a bit of a tea addict. Oh, I've also brought out some biscuits too. Feel free to help yourself. Honey, you look so tense. It's all right. You don't need to be nervous. I don't bite. Not without asking first. I'm kidding. Oh, your poor face, my dear. Such a bright shade of red. I am only teasing, of course. I only wanted to lighten the mood a little. Anything to get you a little more relaxed. I can understand it's a bit scary meeting new people, especially when it's someone inviting you over for tea almost completely out of the blue. But rest assured, there's nothing to be scared about with me. But also, I'm an older, single, and taller woman. And if my guess about your age is correct, it's understandable why you might be nervous. I've met many men your age that have an attraction to older women like me. It's all right if you do. Honestly, I find it quite endearing. It also shows that even with my age, I'm still very attractive. And judging by that blush on your face, I think I'm right. You are attracted to older women. Again, very endearing, but also very cute. Actually, I do have a bit of a confession to make. I myself find younger men, such as yourself, very attractive. I've only come to like younger men anyways. What I mean by that is, younger men are all I want. And you are pretty much the embodiment of what I want. I've noticed you around, and I know you've noticed me too. What do I mean by that? Isn't it obvious? I've seen you lurking around my house sometimes. You're lucky you're cute, so I'll let it slide. In fact, I've noticed you in particular since the day you moved into the neighborhood. You started off wearing fairly normal clothing, but each passing day you started to wear things with more crucifixes on them. Almost like you were trying to get my attention. I've also noticed the last few years on Halloween while out with my kids, it's always more vampire decorations. Even dressing up, it's been a vampire. And that cannot be sheer coincidence. I believe this is the part when I say, busted. I'm sure you already have me figured out. Why I'm always out more at night, almost always wearing black, and under an umbrella during the day. Well, congrats. You figured out that the mom down the street is a vampire. If you want proof, here's my fangs. Still as sharp as the day they first came in. That night when I was first bitten, all those many years ago. But I bet you didn't expect me to have you figured out. I've noticed how often we run into each other, and how often you try to peek into my windows. You're a cutie, a little pervert. Lucky I still want you anyways. Oh yes, I want you. And I want you now. I've waited centuries for a cute man like you. And now that you're here, I don't have to wait anymore. This invitation for tea was a bit of a ruse to lure you over to me. Don't think you're going to run away from me that easily. But part of me thinks you don't want to run, either. Not to fear, though. I promise not to hurt you. However, I do have to stress one thing. I won't do anything if you don't want me to, all right? I want you, but I need you to want me too before we continue. So, do you want someone like me? It makes me very happy to hear that. Honestly, I'm a bit surprised by your answer. I'm not too sure where to start, really. Although I do want just a little nibble of you, and maybe a little taste of your blood. Not enough to harm you, but enough that you feel a little sting. You certainly taste very good. I wish I could have more, but I did make a promise. Though there is something else I'd like a nibble of. I've seen a certain spot in your pants rising since I flashed you my fangs. I think someone likes the gorgeous vampire mommy, Let's get those pants off and see how much you really want me. I'd say that's certainly enough proof that you want me. Look how hard you got, and all from me flashing my fangs. I bet this lovely cock tastes just as good as it looks. Just relax. Don't be so tense. I can tell you wanted this. Fred not, I wanted this too. Such a virile young man, aren't you? I can only imagine how many nights you've imagined this moment. the tall, big titty vampire mommy slurping your cock. I can almost swear there's some video game with a character like that. Speaking of big tits, I can see you staring very intently at mine. I think I know what you want. You want your cock smothered between my tits, don't you? Your reaction says you do. It's like two giant pillows wrapped around you. I'm really proud of how big they are. My Duchess of a mother had big ones, so I'm happy I inherited some of her genes. Oh, I bet you would have loved hers too, but she's no longer around. Ah, God, your reactions are so damn cute. I love that you're getting so much pleasure from this, because afterwards, it's my turn. You're a bushy-tailed young man. I'm sure you can go more than one round, because I'm not going to be satisfied with you coming over my tits. No, I want more out of you, but not in the way you think. See, I may be a loving, giving mother, but I'm also very greedy. Yes, I take things when I really want them. And after I make you come all over my chest, I'm taking your cock and breeding myself with it. Now come for me. Oh, I can feel you about to burst. So do it. Come for mommy. Yes. Just like that. All the down on mommy's tits. Yes. Oh, yes. Paint me with your cum. Yes. Oh, good boy. Just like I thought. Truly a virile young man. Look how much cum you let out. Oh, and your cock is still just as hard. Oh, now, lay down for me. I said to lay down for me. No questions asked. Now, I'll try to be as gentle as I can, but I won't make any promises. It's been a long time since I've had a cock inside of me, so I'm warning you that I may get a little bit wild. Again, no questions asked. Just take me like a good boy. Mommy's a lot taller than you, which makes you perfect for me to grab and fuck you myself. I'm sure you know what the Amazon position is, right? Well, that's how I want you. Let's just get these legs of yours up and I'll take what's mine. You're a lot lighter than I thought, unless I'm just that strong. Oh, but fuck. Your cock feels so good inside me. Oh, it's been too long since I've had someone buried inside me. Oh, I'll start gently, but no promises it'll stay that way. Oh, God. If I told you how long it's been, you probably wouldn't even believe me. Oh, this feels so refreshing. Oh, and you look so good underneath me. I bet you didn't expect this today, huh? A much taller, older, gorgeous woman riding you like this. Oh, let me tell you, I've been wanting you like this for so long. I must confess, I'm a bit of an exhibitionist. I purposely made myself more seen after that first day that I saw you peeking through my windows. All those times you were able to see me changing, that's because it was intentional. And you, mister, are a little pervert for having continued to look at me. Oh, but fuck if that wasn't the biggest turn-on for me. Oh, you're lucky my kids never saw you. I don't think they'd take too kindly to a stranger peeping on their mother. Yes, they're very protective and quite a bit possessive, just like their mother. Oh, which would be a perfect time for me to tell you again that I want you. I want you all to myself. Nobody else. Even if you don't want to be with me, I'll still take you as a fuck buddy. Oh, I just really, really want you as my own. I'll do whatever I can to make that be known. That rhymed. Just like how every time I slam down on you makes that wonderful plap sound. Fuck, I can't get enough of that sound or your cock. I can sense you're getting close again. Good boy. So eager to come inside mommy and breed her. Oh, come on and do it for me. Please come deep inside me. Shoot deep and shoot lots. Yes, make me come too. Please. Oh, please make me come too. Oh, I'm so close. Make me come by fucking breeding me. Yes. Oh my goodness. Oh, I needed that. Oh, I haven't felt that good in so long. There's so much cum inside of me. Here, I'll gently lay you back properly on the couch. There. You did such a good job for me. Just let me take care of you for a moment. Let me hold you in my arms and make you feel safe. I'll snuggle you and make sure you're all right. How are you feeling, huh? You really took a lot from me, so I imagine you're tuckered out. Not to mention, you came twice. I didn't hurt you, did I? I know I got a bit rough, so I just want to make sure. Good. I'm glad to hear that you're fine. You did such a good job, hon. I'm very proud of you. Now, before I forget about it, I do need to tell you. You don't need to come snooping around my house anymore. If you want to see me or talk to me, just knock on my door. I'll be glad to spend time with you anytime. It'll give me something to do, and also, I would love to spend more time with you. As much as I loved putting on a window show for you, it's much better inside. I do hope you take me up on my offer. You make me feel something I haven't felt in a very long time. But I'll play coy and not share what exact feeling just yet. For now, we'll sit here on the couch, catch our breath, and we can finish up our tea. Now, how does that sound?